Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I'm Chitleen Sethi, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, and I will talk about the Sidhu-Channi leadership combination making a difference to the Congress in the forthcoming elections in Punjab. Charanjit Singh Channi, a Dalit Sikh, was not the first choice of CM for the Congress High Command, but with him in the reins, the party is now expecting a major fillip to its prospects among Dalits. Punjab has the largest share of Dalit population in India, at around 33%, and while most of it was traditionally a Congress vote bank, it has gradually got fragmented and Dalits have been voting for the otherwise Jat Sikh party, the Shiromani Akali Dal as well. In the 2000 assembly elections, a substantial share of the Dalit vote also went to the Aam Aadmi Party. This time too, apart from the AAP, the Dalit vote bank is expected to be divided, with the Shiromani Akali Dal having tied up with the Bahujan Samaj Party. The fact that the Dalit vote in Punjab is hugely divided is exemplified by BSP's performance during elections in Punjab. From 7.67% in the 2004 parliamentary polls, it went down to 1.9% in the 2014 elections and then even lower to 1.5% in the Punjab Assembly polls in 2017. It revived a bit in the 2019 parliamentary elections at 3.52%. Consolidating this divided Dalit vote into a large single unit is a difficult task, but the Congress is hoping that with this historic move of giving the state its first Dalit chief minister will help shift the scales, at least in the 34 reserved seats of the 117 seat assembly. The move is also expected to counter the BJP's announcement that it would have a Dalit CM in Punjab. A similar announcement of having a Dalit deputy CM has been made by the Akalis. Secondly, with Channi as CM, the party is also intending to balance the caste equations, especially with a Jat Sikh in Navjot Singh Sidhu as the Congress chief. Jat Sikhs constitute over 20% of the population in Punjab and have dominated Punjab politics mainly due to their cultural, economic and social dominance. Sidhu is a popular leader and has a charm of a showman that pulls crowds. Though his stint in the government was nothing much to talk about, he did not shine as a minister. He was not very successful in making Congress win many seats across the country. But in an Amrinder-less Congress, he remains the party's best bet. Theoretically, this seems to be the perfect combination. The Congress is now matching the Akalis who intend to woo the Jat Sikhs and the Dalits together. They've also made sure that the Aam Aadmi Party doesn't pull in the entire Dalit vote and its newly found Jat Sikh support base in the wake of the farmers' agitation. But some political experts have a different view. Dr. Pramod Kumar of the Institute of Development Studies, Chandigarh, says that the electoral politics in Punjab is too inclusive to fit snugly into a simplistic caste-based calculation. He says that these calculations work in UP and other states, but not in Punjab. Had the entire Dalit population of Punjab, the highest in the country, voted as a bloc, why would have Kanshiram shifted his politics to UP despite being from Ropad in Punjab? Questions Dr. Pramod Kumar. He adds that this is because various groups in society in Punjab are enmeshed too intricately for any political party to woo individually. Dr. Pramod Kumar in fact adds that there is actually a possibility of some sections of the Jat Sikh vote bank getting alienated from the Congress because they have a Dalit CM. Having a Jat Sikh party chief is actually no great deal as he does not wield real power, which will always be held by the chief minister. Also, in ignoring a Hindu front runner like Sunil Jakhar for the CM seat is not going to go down well with the Hindu vote bank. But going beyond the caste calculations, there are other advantages too of this combination. The team heading Punjab now is brand new. Channi is raring to go. His humility and sincerity is expected to give fresh hope to the people. And Sidhu's constant tirade against Amrinder has ensured that everyone knows who the villain of the piece is. This will make sure that the big factor in elections, anti-incumbency, is effectively absorbed with the change of the entire top leadership. Internally too, the party is hoping Channi would act as the much needed buffer between warring groups. After this whole CM making exercise, fresh bitterness has erupted between leaders. Channi can also neutralize Captain Amrinder's attack against Sidhu. There are only 5 months to go to elections, and bushfires of revolt are expected during the finalization of the election tickets, during which Chennai is expected to play the peacenik. This is all I have for you right now. This is Chitleen Sethi, Senior Associate Editor with The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log in every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's stable. We will be back tomorrow with another episode.